Thank you. One of the things, my dad grew up in a very Orthodox home in Coney Island as a child. Mm-hmm. And then he married my mother. She you know, she's Jewish, but basically Goyim. And we ended up celebrating Christmas. It was a whole mess. But at the end of his life, the last couple of years, he was really proud of the fact that in our little shul up in Kanyanga Lake, New York, he was the shofar blossom. Every year he blew the, yes, and I've got beautiful pictures of my dad blowing the shofar. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. He loved that. So when I see you performing in shuls, that's the type of stuff that my father, the end of his life, enjoyed most.
That's absolutely wonderful. So number one, I invite you to come to the Fifth Avenue Synagogue, 5 East 62, anytime. Check with me because sometimes I'm away, but whatever. That's number one. Number two, you're talking about the shofar, the ram horn. That is something, an instrument which is just unbelievable. And the idea of Israel's Independence Day comes from the prophets in the Bible. And the main one says, V'haya b'yom ha'u, it will be on that day, a great shofar will be blown, and all the ingathering from all over the world of Jewish people will come to the land of Israel. And when you said that, I got the shivers in me. I got the chills.
You know, I can't believe Chief Cantor Joseph Malovany.
Malovany,
excuse me. Forgive me.
It's okay.
Please. Listen, you don't look as old as your resume indicates. You are actually the cantor of the Israeli army from 63 to 68. Right?
No. From 61 to 63.
Oh, six, wow. Even older than I thought.
Yeah, I was at that time minus 5 years old.
and you went on to be, you were knighted by the president of Poland for your musical contribution. So you've been around. I mean, you have a lot of experience. And you don't look it. Again, you look at like about 50 years old.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. But so how did you get into, the Israeli army singing and all this stuff?
Well, I grew up in Tel Aviv, in Israel, in the famous school and synagogue where there was a beautiful boys' choir. At the age of 12, it was called Bilu. At the age of 12, I became the conductor of the choir because I was studying equally at the Academy of Music in Tel Aviv, which is today Tel Aviv University. And so I was into it from a very, very young age. I joined the choir when I was 8 years old. When I was 10 and a half, I already conducted services in the synagogue.
Wow. No kidding.
So they said that they discovered something, whatever. And then when I joined the army, immediately I was approached by the chief rabbi of the army. You got to come to the rabbinate, the chief rabbinate of the army, to become the cantor of the army. And that's a big job.
Sure. You still had to shoot a gun, I'm sure, right?
And how?
I'm sure, yeah, right?
What very much so. Yeah. I tell you, sometimes I wake up in the morning or in the middle of the night, I said, where's my gun?
Really?
Wow, no kidding.
Honestly, in so many years, I'm out of the army since 1963.
50 years almost.
Yeah,
49
years.
Oh, excuse me, you're right.
Yeah, almost 60.
69 years.
Oh, no, not quite. But whatever, we'll calculate it remains in you. It becomes part of your DNA.
But sure. Look at you. You're such a tranquil, serene, nice man. Now, by the way, I would say this to you, and by no means take offense to this, because you are at what you do as great as we are what we do. You're the best. You're the king.
Thank you.
You're the man. You're welcome.
So is WABC.
Yes, agreed. But I will tell you that no one does a better Ein Kelohenu or Adon Olam than me. Nobody.
Okay. I tell you, if you come to my synagogue, I may consider giving you the honor to do it.
Is that right? I can go up on stage and sing Adon Olam
with the whole crowd? I'll have to go through the board to discuss it, but I'll push it.
Should he
audition right now just for 20 seconds?
No, that's a lot of pressure.
But
now,
you know, Fifth Avenue Synagogue is the most important Orthodox synagogue in North America.
It is, right?
Absolutely.
It is. Is it the biggest congregation?
No, it's a small congregation, but very distinguished. Leonard Bernstein was my member.
Oh, wow.
Yitzhak Perlman may live long time, my member. Elie Wiesel.
No kidding.
Was my member. He was my closest friend.
No kidding.
I buried him, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
And so it's very prestigious. Everybody looks at being a member is an honor to be a member.
Of course.
And so, and whenever the prime minister or president of Israel, whoever, automatically to the Fifth Avenue.
So Bibi's been there.
Bibi's a very close friend of mine.
No kidding.
Very close friend of mine. I didn't want to bother him today because he's running around all over, but I'll talk to him tomorrow,
yes.
Maybe.
Chief Cantor Joseph Malavani. Tell us about the state of Israel and your thoughts on this Israeli Independence Day. I mean, it's a testament,
yes,
as I've been saying all morning, to the tenacity, the courage, the strength of the Jewish people.
Thank you for the question. Look, I learned all these things at the beginning from my father. My father was a Jew from Poland. And when he came to Israel in the mid-1930s, then he met my mother later, but he joined the Haganah, one of the main underground group.
Right.
And he believed, he went through a lot of miracles during the War of Liberation 73 years ago.
In 48, yes.
And in 48. And he always said to me that he saw the miracle, he saw the hand of God conducting the war. You understand that 3 years, I explained it to Putin when I met him in Auschwitz. Mm. I said to him, 3 years took after the Holocaust and the state of Israel was born.
Yep.
God did not forsake us completely. I'm a little bit theological
That's
now.
Perfectly fine.
God did not forsake us completely. Maybe there was a reason that we don't seem to know. But what he did, he compensated and he gave us the state of Israel.
Wow. Yes, he did.
And so my father, and then the state of Israel ever since 2 years ago today, I had a huge concert in Jerusalem. Huge. And so last night I was watching in Jerusalem the whole beginning of the celebration. I cried like a baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you Cantor, are one hell of a story in yourself.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming here today.
State of Israel.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you on Fifth Avenue real soon.
Anytime, Mr. Rosenberg.
And, I'll do it for
you're welcome, too. What is your
name? Bernard McGurk. Thank you,
Bernard,
sir.
Thank you so much.
I'll be up next.